HarperCollins presents Silver Tears by Camilla Läckberg. Translated from the Swedish by Ian Giles. Read by Josie Dunn and Eleanor Winters. For Karen. Part 1. Two inmates convicted of murder escaped early this morning from their prison transport. When their prison guards stopped at the Grenner motorway services on the E4, the men seized the opportunity and fled into the forest. Several police patrol cars were summoned to the scene, but the search for the fugitives has as yet been fruitless. According to the Swedish Prison and Probation Services press spokesperson, Karen Malm, the men are not considered to pose a threat to the public. Aftonbladet, 5th of June. Faye switched on the Nespresso machine. While it made her an espresso, she looked out over the tall window in the kitchen. As always, the view blew her away. The house in Ravi had become her paradise on earth. The village itself wasn't all that large. It was home to just 200 permanent inhabitants. It took all of 5 minutes or so to walk around the entire village, if you dragged your heels a bit. But in the centre of the small piazza, there was a restaurant that served the best pizza and pasta she had ever eaten, and it was packed to the rafters every night. Sometimes a few tourists would trickle in, and now that the end of May was approaching, their number was increasing. Enthusiastic French cyclists or American retirees who had rented a motorhome and were now fulfilling their dreams of seeing Italy while their grown-up children wondered despairingly why their parents insisted on having their own lives instead of being on call as babysitters for the grandkids. But no Swedes. Faye hadn't seen a single Swede here since she had bought the house. That had been a deciding factor in the choice of location. In Sweden, she was famous the length and breadth of the country. In Italy, she wanted and needed to be anonymous. The beautiful old house she had bought wasn't actually in the village. It was some 20 minutes' walk beyond it. It was high on a hill, with vines climbing the slope towards the house. Faye loved to stroll up and down the steep village streets, buying bread, cheese, and air-dried prosciutto. It was the ultimate cliché of life in the Italian countryside, and she was enjoying it to the full. Over the last 2 years, while her ex-husband languished in a Swedish prison, she'd made a safe haven here for the two people she cared about most in the world, her daughter Julianne and her mother, Ingrid. This week, they'd been joined by Faye's closest friend and business associate, Kirsten, who doted on Julianne as if she were her own child and had spent her visit competing with Ingrid to spoil the child. The espresso was ready. Faye picked up her cup and went into the living room at the rear of the house, where the sound of splashing and happy childish cries divulged that there was a pool before it came into view. She loved the living room. It had taken time to decorate the house, but her own patience and one of Italy's most talented interior designers meant it was exactly the way she wanted it. The house had thick stone walls that kept the heat out and made it cool, even in the hotter summer months, but it was consequently rather dark indoors. They had remedied that with large, light furniture and plenty of discreet lighting. The large windows at the back also helped to let in the light. She loved how almost imperceptibly the living room faded into the terrace. The white drape caressed her as she stepped outside. She tasted the espresso and watched her daughter and her mother without them noticing her at first. Julianne had grown so big, while her hair, bleached by the sun, was almost white. She got new freckles pretty much every day. She was beautiful, healthy and happy. Everything that Faye wanted for her. Everything that had been made possible by life without Jack.
"Mummy, Mummy, look! I can swim without armbands!"
Faye smiled and made an expression of amazement to show her daughter how impressed she was. Julianne was swimming in the deep end of the pool, doing a torturous doggy paddle, but completely independent of her Bamsa the Bear armbands, which were lying on the edge. Ingrid was watching her grandchild nervously, half sitting, half standing, ready to throw herself into the pool if need be.
"Relax, Mum. She's got this."
Faye took another sip of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?